Welcome to the 10 Question Pop Quiz for Ksubas Ta Peches. Number 1. Which stuff do we discuss the implications when a husband writes a shtar to his wife that says, Neder or Shvua ain't we alike? I have no Neder or Shvua on you. That's on Dav. Pei Zayin. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we know that Rabbi Shimon holds that a wife is never chayav to take? A Shvua's apitropos. That's on Dav. Peches. Good. Number 3. Which of the one why the Mishnah listed both a deposit and a loan in the hands of another that are being contested by a wife, a Balchov and Yorshin, that's on Dav. Pei Dod. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you learn how a clever husband can organize Edim so his wife makes a Shvua Doraisa, that's on Dav. Pei Ches. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do you learn that when a wife is Pogemus or Ksuba, she makes a Shvua Dorabanan, that's on Dav. Pei Zayin. Good. Number 6. Which of the one, what is done if a debtor does not want to pay, according to Rapapu holds, Prius Balchov Mitzvah, that's on Daf. Pei Bav. Good. Number 7. Which of the one, both a wife and Balchov take a Shvua to collect when the husband or debtor are not present, that's on Daf. Pei Ches. Good. Number 8. Which of the one, when one aid testifies that the wife was paid her Ksuba, she makes a Shvua Derabanan, that's on Daf. Pei Zayin. Good. Number 9. Which of the women, if one sets up his wife as a storekeeper or he appointed her as an administrator of his business, Rabbi Yehuda says he composed an oath even on her spindle or dough, that's on Daf. Pei Vav. Good. And number 10. Which stuff is the case where a silver cup was deposited in Chasa's house and the Yorshin attempted to claim it was their father's, that's on Daf. Pei Hey. Excellent. All right, that concludes today's pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Goldham Zichu wishing a great day and great learning.